deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Leviticus. So get close to your radios and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
That's a word that means love less. You got to love everybody less than me. That's what he's saying. In other words, everybody else is a long way off from being number one. Amen. Christ is number one and number two ain't even close. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. And see, this is the thing. We let folks put us on the guilt trip because we don't really believe that what the Bible say. And we let folks put us on the guilt trip. Amen. Amen. Your wife don't supposed to come between you and God. Hello, somebody. Your wife, your husband don't supposed to come between you and God. Let me have a husband and wife right quick. I got to illustrate this. Come on, the pains. The pains, y'all got a television show named after y'all. Come on up here, House of Pain, come on. Oh, man. All right. Now, when y'all got married, where was God? Where was God when y'all got married? Was God over here to the right side of the man, or was he over here to the left side of the woman, or was he right here in the middle? Where did the preacher stand? Because the preacher lets you know where God's presence was at. It was right here in the middle, and God joined you together. So God is in the middle. He's the mediator between God and man. And so God's got to stay in the middle. But what so often happens, after they get married, they push God on out the way. They come on together, but they can't stay together because they done left God. They done left him out. Or either they want to bring God over here and God is on my side. Hello, somebody. God on my side, and then we'll bring God out to fight for us when we need him. But once we start loving devil again, then we can go on back now, God. You see what I'm saying? God has one place. He said, now my place is the middle. I stand right here in the middle. The only way. And so if this happens, guess what you done done? She's the God now. She's the idol. See, she's the idol now. Do you see? She done got between. See, nothing should come between us. You see? See, it's nothing between us now. See, I'm the mediator. I'm the mediator. See, God has got to be right in his place. And when you look at her, you got to look at her through the Lord. See, if he's looking at her and I'm in the right place, he's going to see love to love her. God is love. She's going to look at him through the lens of love. But if God ain't in the middle, they're going to see just ugly. Both of them, they're going to see all the false ugliness. And this ain't what I asked for, Pastor. You see what I'm saying? See, if we don't, see, this is in any relationship. If God ain't in the middle of it, then I'm going to start looking at all your faults because I don't see God in it. You see? God is the only mediator. And so God has got to be in the middle. He got to stay in the middle to keep y'all in the middle. God is not going to come behind him. He ain't going to come behind her. He ain't taking sides. God want to take over the marriage. Hello, somebody. Is I'm helping anybody this evening? All right. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Amen. 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 And so what you always want to do is just please God. And you want to make sure that God is in this thing. Don't worry about what that other, but you just want to make sure that you are relating right with God. Amen. Amen. And one of the ways you know that you're relating right with God is you're going to have a heart of compassion. Hello, somebody. Yeah, you're going to have a heart of compassion. Amen. Now, so we see this priest is carrying on the work of the Lord. And so he had to go on with his work. Sometimes when people get sick, or sometimes when somebody die, get sick, somebody not feeling well, we use all of that as excuses not to continue in the Lord's work. But that's a bad witness, because people see that you done sat down on God. As a result, that gives them permission to sit down. But if they see you going in spite of, they say, man, how in the world he's going in spite of this? Boy, it must be God in his life. You see what I'm saying? It must be God in his life. Now, Aaron's son just died, and God said, now, Aaron, don't you make the same mistake, but you got to go on with your job. Now, ain't that something? Now, you think about it. Think about it. Matter of fact, let me show you something else in the scripture. We saw this the other Sunday in Sunday school. Can I turn to this passage that we looked at the other Sunday in Sunday school over here in Numbers chapter, I believe it was 20. I want you to see something. It was Moses. Numbers chapter 20. This kind of goes for what I was saying. Look here, verse 1. It says, then came the children of Israel, even to the whole congregation, into the deserts of Zip in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh. And Miriam died there and was buried there. Who's Miriam? That's Moses' sister. All right, now listen to this. Watch this. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people strove with Moses and spoke, saying, would to God that we would die, had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And why have ye brought us, this congregation of the Lord, into the wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come out of Egypt to bring us in unto this evil place? Did Moses make them come out? Huh? He made them, he drove them out. I thought they was wanting to come out. I thought they was begging for freedom. I thought they was crying out to the Lord, get us out of this situation. But you see how they flipped the script? Moses done brought us out here, and we about to die. Should have just left me alone and let me die on back over in Egypt. You know, I keep believing. I ain't figured it out yet, though, but, you know, it just looked like some of these folks had to be Negroes. they just got some of the same characteristics. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It, I mean, don't they kind of seem like, I mean, they seem like some of our cousins. It is no place of seed, or figs, or vine, or pomegranate. Neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their face, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. See, this is what you need to do. Whenever you see folks fussing and cussing and stuff like that at the church, go pray. That's what you need to do. Go do what Moses and them done. Now, this was a good thing. They went on and they prayed. But notice something. And it says here in verse number 8, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron and thy brother, and speak unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall bring water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said to them, hear now, ye rebel, must we fetch you water out of a rock? Moses said, oh my goodness. And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he spoke the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. So Moses got results, didn't he? But he didn't do it God's way, did he? And look what the Bible said. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, said, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. You didn't make me look good. You made you look good. You didn't make me look good. Therefore, you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Now notice, God says you ain't getting in. Isn't that something? Now, it looked like to me, I've never noticed this before, but Moses and them just had a bad day because they had a funeral. They had, you know, they just got through burying his sister. And so you don't want to be worrying with church folks. Hello, somebody. Hello. I mean, you know, a lot of times right after a funeral or when death or sickness, you ain't thinking right. That's pressure. Hello for somebody. But notice, God don't take no excuses. It's just no excuse. You know, I done read this story many a time, but it wasn't until about a month ago in Sunday school when I read it. I said, but Lord, look like to me you could have been a little, you know, had a little pity on it. But God said, what's more valuable? Huh? God has got 2 million people that he was concerned about. Hello, somebody. God ain't got time. See, we sometimes what we do, we'll hold things up, have pity on one person to hold up progress in the whole church. Hello, somebody. God said, we ain't got time to be holding things up. We got work to do. Amen. Somebody needs to be saved. Amen. Somebody needs to be. See, that's why you ain't got that much time. God's give you a little time to cry, but you don't supposed to be just sitting there crying. God give you a little time to heal, but you can't be taking years. Hello, somebody. And then some things we just use as an excuse. Sometimes you be wanting to tell a person off. So since something bad, you know, my house done burned down. Now, if she come over here, I'm gonna let her to. Huh? Hello, somebody. She coming over here and talking about seeing what she can do. She ain't coming over here and seeing what she do. She just being nosy. And I'm going to let her know to self nobody. Hello, somebody. But what all I'm doing, I'm tying this in, is how the Lord's work. See, sometimes we just use excuses after excuses after excuses to sit down on God. And what you're doing, you're sitting down on God. You're not sitting down on the church. You're sitting down on God. All right. And it's a privilege. Did you notice how God phrased this? You won't bring them in. In other words, these people going to get in, but you won't bring them in. They coming on in here. Since you say they rebel, they too much for you to handle, we'll get somebody else to bring them in. And that's why I'm always conscious that God could fire me at any time. Yeah. See, you don't know when it's going to be your last sermon or your last song or your last day that you usher. Because it's a privilege. These are privileged positions. And it ain't that God need us. These is privileged positions. God has got a whole world he can pick from. And so if you don't, it's just like with Saul. He said, okay, Saul, you don't want to obey me? That's all right. I raised up David. God can raise up a little shepherd boy, bring a little country boy from the country. Amen. To the city. Amen. 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 So God has got a whole world at his disposal. And so whatever we're going to do for the Lord, we better just go and do it. Amen. Amen. Now, turn back to our lesson. Turn back to our lesson. And I want to go ahead and finish on up now. The presentation of the goats. The presentation of the goats. Let me just go ahead and finish up. You had two goats. You had the first goat. They bought two goats up there. And they choose one goat. Both of them are going to be sin's offering. But they took one goat, and one goat was for the Lord. What do that mean? The one goat was for the Lord. What do that mean? One goat was for the Lord. Amen. The sacrifice. Amen. Okay, so one goat, they had two goats. And so they said, now one goat is going to be for the Lord. All right, so they done by lot. I don't know if they said any, meeny, miny, moe, catch a Negro by his toe. If he holler, let him go. Any, meeny, miny, moe. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all used to do that? But do you know the Bible says, when you're trying to decide on things, it's okay to do it by lots. Amen. It's okay. Take for instance. You got two children, and they fussing about washing dishes. Go get you a straw. Go get you two straws. And you pull a straw. Say, okay, now, whoever get the short straw, do tonight. And the other one going to do tomorrow night. And you just alternate. Amen. That's how you settle disputes. Yeah, that's how you settle disputes. That's it. You don't have to. I mean, you just let the lot. And so we're going, okay, whoever gets the short end, God wanted you to do it tonight. Amen. 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 How many of y'all believe that God controls the lots? In my devotion this morning, I was reading about Jonah, and the Bible says that there was a storm out there on the sea. And the Bible said that the men said, listen, let's do some lot and let's find out which one on this boat is causing this trouble. And the Bible said the lot fell on Jonah. God controlled the lot. I don't know if they spent the dial and then a hand pointed on Jonah. However they did it, it pointed Jonah out. God controls the lots. Amen. 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 So a lot of times you can use some lots. Amen. And try to just figure things out that way and just put that in God's hands. Hey, now I didn't say you go around and choose your husband like that now. Amen. Amen. I'm going to show you a better way to choose your husband now. I could see somebody thinking, okay, I got two men. Now, which one? Okay, we're going to put England in it. No, don't you do it. Because you may pick the wrong Negro. All right. So we're talking about this scapegoat, right? Okay, and so he would take that goat that was to the Lord. They would cut his throat, get the blood, take it into the holy, offer that up before the Lord. But the other goat, which was the scapegoat, they would lay hands on that goat, and he would pronounce the sins of the nation on that goat. Then they would get somebody to take that goat out in the wilderness, and that goat would go out there and never to return. Now, why did they take and put their hands on the goat like that and transfer the sins on the goat like that? What was that showing? That was showing that when God forgives us of our sins, he also removes our sins away, never to return. Isn't that a beautiful picture? That's a beautiful picture. That's a beautiful picture of how God, when he forgives us of our sins, he removes us of our sin. And see, that's one thing that you need to ask God to do when you forgive a person of their sin. You need to ask God that, Lord, remove what they've done from my mind. Amen. Because a lot of times we say, okay, I'm going to forgive you, but I ain't ever forget that. I ain't forgetting that. Yeah. Because I remember when they done it the other time. Huh. That person really need to get with God to do some forgiveness. Because a lot of times we say we done forgave a person. We ain't forgave that person. No, and a lot of times we know that we ain't done forgave that person. Hello, somebody. If I say, if Brother Charles, me and Brother Charles fall out, and Brother Charles say, Pastor, I ask your forgiveness. I'm so sorry. I say, all right, Brother Charles, I forgive you, but I ain't forgetting what you done. It'll never be the same. I'm letting you know that. Yeah. But I forgive you. You forgive. But I ain't forgetting. I ain't no fool now. I ain't no forget what you done. Because you shouldn't have done it. You really shouldn't have done it. I mean, you know that you shouldn't have done that. I mean, why did you do it? See, forgiveness is about letting go. See, I ain't letting go, is it? Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to get into an argument with it.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.